You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Welcome to episode 16 of the Nearly Pod.
That's spelled
NILIPod.com. I'm Nia and I put the knee into Nearly.
And I'm Liv and I put the knee into the Lee into Nearly. Let's start again. And don't forget, you can also listen to this podcast on SoundCloud.com and even iTunes. And this week it's Bieber Fever in the Bedroom Studio because it's a Justin Bieber special.
You better believe it, Liv. Oh. And don't forget to listen for our incredible Dan and Phil calendar competition somewhere in the show.
Coming up on this episode, Chat Chat.
We talk about Justin Bieber and how he seems to have grown up, both musically and in himself.
Fantasy Celebrity Big Brother.
Yep, we'll pop over to the house and chat to some of our favourite celebs.
Good news.
We've trawled the newspapers and picked out some stories with the feel-good factor.
Some more Brooklyn Beckham news.
And this week, Brooks seems to have annoyed professional photographers and they are furious with him.
Our 14th, Nia vs Liv.
With a Justin Bieber themed game. We're going to play that Instagram game to be mentioned in a future episode now.
But first, what happened with you this week? I saw that Louis Tomlinson had shared a baby. No, shared a baby. I saw that Louis Tomlinson has shared a picture of his new baby boy on Twitter with the caption, "Meet my little lad, Freddie." Apparently, the mother's parents don't like Louis very much and made him wait for hours in the hospital car park when Freddie was being born.
I thought Freddie was going to be called Concho Bar.
No, Connor.
Yeah, I know, but it's spelled Concho Bar. I thought he was going to be called Concho Bar.
I think that was a joke, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Although me and Liv are the same age, because my birthday's in September and I'm the year below at school, we were in the same middle school, but now Liv's at college and I'm going up in September. So I had a taste today on Wednesday and it was really fun. I'm going to be doing GCSE photography, so that will be great.
Thanks to all our new YouTube subscribers. We've got 600 now and over 20,000 views. So that's like amazing. And lots of people have been asking for us to do collabs, which is lovely.
So we don't really do collabs. We've promised a few shout-outs. So a big hello and thank you goes out to these great YouTube people.
Lily Rose from MMAL Squad. Anne Marie from Beauty In and Out. Bridget McGinley. Grace Nimekai. Nadia Saleh. Floral Girl. Chloe Elston, XOX Beauty, Natural Hair, Don't Care, she has amazing curly hair, Little Quinn, Pepperoni Minion Life, Antique Greenier, Abigail Birch, and Sonia Menadoza.
Sonia, Brooklyn, Sonia.
Oh my gosh. So yeah.
Do you have any news?
I went to school. I've made friends. I did actually make new friends because they're great.
I'm greater though. It's like a shiny orb around me. I'm joking.
Oh yeah, and also I've become really obsessed with the YouTube series Being Puppy Cat.
Oh yeah, Being Puppy Cat is great.
I know. I love
Being Puppy Cat. Being Puppy Cat is great. So, in R&P on Thursday, I think it was. We had to make a comic for, like, a story for little children to do. And so I had to create a character and I called it Toilajish because it's like a mix of Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn. And so the toilet part was the ukulele and then the Josh part was the drums and it's beautiful. Actually, someone in my maths class, I held up a picture of Toilajish and he thought that I'd stolen a little child's drawing and he was like, oh my god, you can't do that. And I was like, I drew that. And it was really mean.
Alright. Yeah, well, but I can't really share my love of, like, my taste in music with my friends because they all like
music is your face. Da, 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 da.
No, because they all like completely different things and it's like a bit
R.I.P. and pepperoni. Well, Justin Bieber has certainly struck gold in the past few months and pretty much reinvented himself after teaming up with Skrillex.
His new album, Purpose, has topped the charts in more than 100 different countries around the world.
So far, his official singles have been Where Are You Now?, What Do You Mean?, Sorry, and Love Yourself, which Justin co-wrote with Ed Sheeran. He made videos for all of the Purpose tracks, and weirdly, most of those videos don't even feature Justin Bieber at all. I think he's only in two. Didn't seem to make any difference to album sales though.
Yeah, my favourite one is The Feeling, because it's got Halsey.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes, the Purpose album has sold over 1 million copies in its first week alone and has become the 6th number one album. Around the world, it's gone platinum in so many countries that it's been sold over 2 billion times.
Forbes magazine say that Justin Bieber is now in the top 10 most powerful celebs on the planet, and of course he's just about to embark on a huge world tour. The Purpose tour starts on March the 9th in Seattle, and because many dates quickly sold out, new dates have been added, so tickets are still available for some gigs. In total, there are currently 112 concerts ending on November 29th at the O2 Stadium in London.
Justin is also performing in the UK between October 11th and November 2nd in cities such as Birmingham, Glasgow, Manchester and Sheffield.
Shame we can't afford it because they are between £100 and £230 per ticket at the moment. Someone's raking it in, aren't they, Justin? He's already worth over $200 million, and he's set to earn over $50 million in 2016 touring, apparently.
So shall we pop over to the Celebsy Big Brother house to chat to Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran and some other huge celebs?
Yes, let's have a countdown. Our very own Fantasy Big Brother house and invited all of our favourite celebs to stay there doing really stupid tasks and getting into arguments.
Last week Adele told us that her toilet problems are naked farting, and Justin Bieber said that he saw Simon Cowell getting out of the shower. Here it goes then.
Go for it, Liv, and get ready for the cheering crowd. 3, 2, 1.
Go!
Dear 15.
Fantasy Celebrity Big Brother house, this is Nia and Liv. You're live on the Neely Pod, please do not swear.
Hello guys, hi Dan and Phil, hope you had a good birthday last week, Phil. And hi Zobella, well done on getting 10 million subscribers this week.
Right, let's start off with Justin Bieber then, as this is a Bieber special. Hi Justin. What was the best thing about staying in a Big Brother house?
Probably just being able to express my feelings.
Have you been doing much?
I've been so chill for the past, chill and not chill, but just like, I haven't had to do much.
Sounds like you've been a bit lazy, Justin. Make sure you keep in shape for your upcoming tour.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
No, that's your single. Your tour is called Purpose.
So, Justin, how are you getting on using the shared toilet?
It took, like, a long time to do. And that's, like, I can't wait for people to hear it.
Whatever you say.
Am I trying too hard to do Pooh Bear?
I don't want to hear any more about your toilet habits, Biebs. Wish I hadn't asked. Thanks all the same.
Adele said that you keep leaving the toilet seat up.
I think there's definitely been moments of me being a jerk.
Let's have a quick chat with Ed Sheeran now then.
Yes, Ed. Your song Don't. What's it about? You sing for me and her, we make money the same. Four cities, two planes, same day. You were with Taylor Swift a lot of the time, weren't you?
It's not about Taylor. You know what? With that song, it was just I'm quite a carefree, happy guy, and I feel like everyone goes through things that annoy them and they get angry. And I feel like the way that I get my anger out is to write songs. And that song was literally, I felt something, I put it down, and I felt a lot better afterwards.
Good thing that Ellie Goulding is not in the house, or Niall Horan. Just saying.
Precisely. I was just trying to please everyone.
Yes. It sounds like she was too. Anyway, how are you getting on with Justin?
He was not without his charm.
And we like to ask everyone about how they're getting on going to the toilet. Are things okay in that department, Ed Sheeran?
I had a number one 5 weeks ago.
Blimey, Ed. Try and drink more water. Are you struggling to go then, Ed?
I mean, basically the last time I was struggling was 2009.
Goodness gracious.
And Taylor Swift, is it true that you've been playing Pictionary to pass the time?
Everyone can draw, like the quality of it is really kind of everyone else's opinion.
Everyone can draw.
She's such a comedian.
Everyone can draw.
And what exactly happened when you saw Simon Cowell getting out of the shower then?
Like, ah! So I backed up a tiny little bit. But then I was absolutely freaked out.
And how are things now then?
We're just sort of at the point where we can finally laugh about it. Oh my God.
Simon Cowell, how are things with you?
I'm happy.
And I hear that Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift saw you getting out of the shower and you were starkers.
I've got to say, we had a great time and I hate to admit it, but he is really, really good on the show.
How are you spending your time in the Big Brother house?
I asked a lot of girls to marry me and they say no.
Well, at least you've tried, but don't forget that you're actually already married, Simon.
I realise I've made a mistake.
Simon, Nia here. Can I ask you now, what's the deal with your hair, please?
You are going to talk to me about hair.
Bit rude. Do you have anything to say to me and Liv, Simon Cowell?
If you had to push me or my brother off a cliff, who would you push? And if you don't tell me, I'll die in a plane crash.
Weirdo.
Oh, shut up.
Weirdo. Weirdo.
What have you got for us this week? I'm in a great mood and I really want to hear some happy stories.
No, nothing too heavy, although we do have an update about the woman who washed her winning lottery ticket in the washing machine. Stay tuned to find out if she got her 33 million in the end.
Fashion risks yet again and made the headlines when he wore a flat cap together with baggy leather trousers for another night in Los Angeles.
Ew, baggy leather trousers. What is he doing?
I don't know.
And Justin has been spotted smoking by his car after vowing to give up this bad habit as his New Year's resolution. Can't be good for your voice, Justin. And Adele had to give up recently, so try setting a good example to your fans.
More breaking Justin Bieber news now. A video of a 7-year-old fanboy called John Big Whore has gone...
Big Whore.
Big Whore?
Big Whore.
I didn't mean to say that. That was... Okay, right, let me say it again. More breaking Justin Bieber news now. A video of a 7-year-old fanboy called John Bughor has gone viral. He was filmed dancing to the hit song Sorry and was really busting some moves.
Wow. And Justin Bieber's lovely granddad, Bruce Dale, popped along to see his grandson singing in a lovely...
In a local...
And Justin Bieber's lovely granddad, Bruce Dale, popped along to see his granddad sing...
Oh my god. Oh my god. How does one knees do that?
One knees? What do that?
How does one's knees do that?
And Justin Bieber's lovely granddad, Bruce Dell, popped along to see his grandson singing in a local recording studio late one night last week. He denied that he was there to supervise Justin's behaviour though.
Justin Bieber has now seemed to move on to more mature women. After recently hooking up with Kourtney Kardashian, he was spotted trying to pick up a 35-year-old woman in West Hollywood.
Wait, I thought he had a different girlfriend. Literally, he seems to be having like a different girlfriend every week.
Mm.
Justin Bieber has been nominated for both Favourite Male Singer at the Nickelodeon's 2016 Kids' Choice Award, as well as the Song of the Year with What Do You Mean? Do 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 do.
Everyone knows that Justin Bieber likes cute girls, but he also likes cute dogs too. He has just got himself an adorable black Labrador puppy that he has called Philip.
Philip!
He's also got another dog, a Yorkshire Terrier called Esther.
Phil! Phil! I didn't know that he was a fan of Amazing Phil. He recently gave his father Jeremy a bulldog called Karma, but his...
Why do you laugh? You get like a good one.
He recently gave his father Jeremy a bulldog called Karma, but his dad got across with the dog and threw it off his upstairs balcony, apparently. I don't know why I'm laughing, this is really horrible. But fortunately, the bulldog only suffered minor injuries. And he was fine. Maybe keep Philip the puppy away from your dad then, Justin, to be on the safe side. Or should I say, Justin to be on the safe side?
I'm thinking of like the what actually happened now though. Because like the story, reading it sounds funny, but like actually thinking of a man picking up a dog and throwing it. No, like imagine that in your head. Imagine just having a balcony.
Imagine the dog being like, wee!
No, don't imagine the dog. Imagine the dog squeaking in pain.
Wee! Wee!
Don't throw dogs over balconies, kids. I'm gonna bite your foot. A heavily pregnant woman made the news this week when she made a video of herself dancing to Justin's hit song, Sorry. Then her waters broke later and she had a healthy baby boy called Fletcher. Her video has over 1 million hits already.
That's a bit of a weird story. Just like dancing and then later her waters break. How come it's so popular?
I don't know, because she's a pregnant woman dancing.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, poor old pensioner baker Mary Berry has upset the viewers of her new BBC Two cooking programme. Her pastry got soggy when she cooked her beef Wellington. Double standards, Miss Bears. You wouldn't do very well on the bake-off with a soggy bottom now, would you?
Now let's hear about the lady who claimed she had won $33 million on the lottery.
Well, she said that she accidentally put the winning ticket in the washing machine and magically, all the important dates and barcodes stuff was washed off, apart from the numbers. So, it turns out she was lying. She made it all up and was so confident that she'd win that she borrowed six £1,000 from loan sharks to have a week-long party?
Yes. The person with the actual winning ticket has now claimed their £33 million prize. Lucky ducks.
Lucky ducks.
Let's finish off with some Brooklyn Beckham news. Play the jingle, Nia.
Was asked by Burberry to be one of the photographers on a recent social media campaign.
So 16-year-old Brooklyn turned up with his Canon 5D camera and took lots of photos, but the next day professional photographers around the world were furious.
They said that Brooklyn only got the job because he's the son of David and Victoria Beckham. The jealous photographers also said that he wasn't holding the camera correctly and probably didn't have very good technical skills. Although they all agreed that his photos were actually excellent. Nice work, Brooklyn Beckham!
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
And now it's time for our weekly chocolate giveaway. Well, it's not chocolate because we have a spare 2016 Dan and Phil calendar and we're giving it away for free.
Yes, it's completely free.
To be eligible, first you need to subscribe to us on YouTube and then collect the code words from our four podcasts, the last two, this one and the next one, and then rearrange them to form a sentence.
Then email us with the answer and we'll randomly pick a winner.
So the third code work for code word for fan week three is
cat.
That's
cat.
Cat as in meow, not as in cat-trific.
So don't forget to listen out next week for the final word and get subscribing to our YouTube channel, thanking you. Oh, by the way, our YouTube channel is Neely Pod, if you didn't know.
Yeah, it's great.
W-E-S-O-M-E for awesome, awesome. Totally.
And now for us the, no. And now for us the bit, no. And now it's for the best bit. It's...
Mia versus Liv.
And just to say, we don't know anything about this part. So here are instructions. They've just been handed to us.
Why, thank you. So it says, as this week's podcast is a Justin Bieber special, the Nia versus Liv is Biebertastic. it's bending. Okay, right. You will have some quotes to read out, and then you must decide whether or not they've been said by a young child or by Justin Bieber himself. Basically, it's Bieber or Belieber, and we've called it Justin or Just Out.
And if one of you gets two guesses wrong in a row, you'll hear the dreaded Neely Pod air horn, or you will then have to wear a Justin Bieber mask and miss around.
No. Is there a Justin Bieber mask?
Open after reading instructions.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I've got fetus.
I've got...
Wait, I want to put it on.
Isn't too late now, it says... No, you have to sing, baby.
Baby. Oh, like, baby. No, like, baby. Oh, that's not you'll always be mine. I was like, baby.
In a two-lane horse, is that you?
Baby. Oh, like, baby.
His earrings. songs are pretty on fleek.
Let's sing. I know you care. Just shout whenever, and I'll be there. You are my love. You are my time.
Right.
And it will never, ever, ever be apart. I got the lyrics wrong somewhere. I don't know where.
But, come on then, lads.
Let's do this. Can I read them out?
No, because we're going to take turns.
Yeah, no, because I read out the question, then you read out the answers like we did usually.
Oh, okay.
Saturday comes after Sunday. Weird. Bieber. I'm guessing Bieber.
Wait, what do we have to say? I forgot.
I'm guessing Bieber. Justin. Justin.
True, he did say that. Oh.
Oh, that's one for me.
I have a swagger coach who helps me and teaches me different swaggerific things to do.
Justin.
Justin, true. He really did say that.
Oh. Sometimes I like to listen to Taylor Swift in my room and cry about the cats and cry about cats that have died.
Just out.
No, that was a child.
Justin wouldn't say that.
Oh, I would.
This is a film. You said it's a film. You said watch the film. Is this a film?
Just in.
True, he really did say that.
The sky keeps me grounded and gravity.
Just in.
Out. Just in. True, he really did say that.
Alright. I want a hot dog. They don't really come from a dog though, do they? Just out.
Just in.
Just out. No, that was a child.
Oh.
I really...
No, we both did, didn't we?
I don't know, have I?
Yeah, Liv did as well.
No, she didn't.
I really love being a human, but some days I really wish I could be a fairy. Just out. Just out. No, that was a child.
Okay. You don't need to go to church to be a Christian. If you go to Taco Bell, that doesn't make you a taco. Just in. Justin, he did say that.
What if the police lied and turned on the siren just to go get a taco for lunch?
Just out.
No, that was a child.
It's kind of hard to balance school and work sometimes, but sometimes, like, if I'm going to the White House and stuff, that's, like, cool. Justin.
Justin.
Justin, he did say that.
April was a fun month.
Just out.
Just in. He really did say that.
The sugar bugs in my mouth are laughing so hard right now.
Just out.
No, that was a child.
I want my own world to be fun. No parents, no rules, no nothing. Like, no one can stop me.
Just in. Oh, yes, lads. I didn't pee in the pool today.
Just out.
Just out. No, that was a child.
When you wake up, sometimes your face looks like it needs to be ironed.
Just in.
Just out. That was a child.
Oh, it's too close to it. Wait, didn't Liv get two wrong in a row before?
No.
Yes, she has. When life locks you down to your knees, you're in the perfect position to pray. Just in.
Out.
Justin, true, he really did say that. Oh, Justin, I didn't know you. Jesus nut. Food doesn't taste that gross when it's in my mouth. Justin. Oh no, that was just out. Oh, damn it.
Whenever I'm sick, my doctor jokes that I have...
Bieber fever. Just out.
In. Just in, true.
Oh no.
He did say that.
Who's that?
That's you. Because I got that one right.
Oh, R.I.P.
I don't know if I've ever been to Australia. Just in. He did say that.
Boogers are sort of like nose candy.
Just out.
Oh, that was a child. I bet you're going to win this. As hard as I've tried, I don't know how not to be adorable. Just in. He did say that. Who won? Liv won. Didn't she?
What was it? Nia had 11.
Liv got
12!
Yay!
They're still winning. They're still winning.
Yeah, I know, but I'm catching up.
I don't care. I'm still winning. But it is in honour of Liv winning. Do you know what I'm going to do? Congratulations, Liv. Do you know what you've just done? Me serenading you.
No!
And I was like, baby, oh, like, baby,
I'm going to break my wrist.
No! Like, baby.
Stop.
Baby. I thought you'd always be my.
I got your nose.
Hello, you're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Lots more to come next week.
I heard that Harry Styles off of One Direction has bought himself a nice new flat in London in the trendy converted Battersea Power Station. It cost him a cool £20 million and his neighbours will include Bear Grylls. Perfect if he has a power cut then.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I just thought something was wrong. Time for us to go now. Until next week, I hope you've enjoyed our 16th podcast. 16. Disclaimer jingle. And here is our disclaimer. Thank you for listening to the Nearly Pod.
We're sorry if we've offended you in this Justin Bieber special. We didn't mean to. What do you mean? Where are you now that I need you? Oh, I mean, sorry, that's the one.
And that's the end of our disclaimer for this week. Bye!
Bye!
Bye-bye!
Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Bye!
That was
the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.